Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Evan Kleiman, host of Good Food. This is Side Dish, a special bonus podcast where we explore recipes with some of our favorite chefs. I'm joined by Martha Rose Schulman, author of The Very Best of Recipes for Health, a compilation of her daily recipes that she's been writing for the health page of the New York Times. Martha, you do a really interesting thing in your columns, which I want you to sort of give us a taste of here at Good Food, which is you start with a base recipe and then you take us along on a journey as we can transform it. I know that you must have a way of doing this with broths or soups.
The one that comes to mind is garlic soup. Garlic soup is a meal that if you have garlic, you have a meal. If you have garlic, and I would say an egg, because this is made in maybe 20 minutes. Basically, you just take a quart of water, bring it to a simmer with some garlic in it, let that simmer, and then season it, and then beat an egg, and you enrich the broth with the egg. If you've got some broccoli, put a little broccoli in there, cook it. If you've got some pasta, put some pasta in. If you've got potatoes, put potatoes in. But you can basically have a different soup every day with that base. And if you want to have a broth that you have in the freezer in lieu of chicken stock, just take a whole head of garlic and simmer the cloves for an hour. Strain that, and you've got this really mild broth. One thing about garlic is when you simmer it, all that sharpness is dissipated. So what you have is something that's comforting.
When you do that, when you take the whole head of garlic and you simmer it in the water, do you have to peel every clove?
You can, or you don't have to. What I tend to do is I'll blanch the garlic and then put it in cold water and then very easily take the skins off. If you want a little stronger taste, you can lean on each clove with a knife and the skins will pop off too. But it's not absolutely necessary.
Wow, so delicious. Then also you could take it and that broth and you could add a croûte to it, couldn't you? Add a little bit of toasted bread or even
That's one of the classic ways to eat that soup. You take you toast some bread, and here again you can use up stale bread this way. Rub it with a cut clove of garlic, put a little bit of Gruyere on the top. I mean, it's sort of like your little onion soup, but it's garlic broth. There's a very famous Provençal expression, "Aigo buido sova la vida," which means garlic broth saves your life. Garlic soup saves your life. It's the simplest soup you can make.
And in a lot of instances, it did save people's lives. This is real poverty cuisine we're talking about.
Yeah. I think if you have in your house garlic and egg, a little bit of Parmesan, a little bit of Gruyere, and one vegetable, you can do a lot for a week.
It's really fun, isn't it?
It is.
And then I would imagine you could also take that broth and you could make an amazing risotto with it.
Yes. That's what I do when I don't have chicken stock and I want to make risotto. I just make a garlic broth right away, and that's what I'll use instead. It has the same kind of depth and comfort as a chicken broth. And if you're vegetarian, it is the substitute to use.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was Martha Rose Schulman. Her latest book is The Very Best of Recipes for Health, a compilation of the daily recipes she's been writing for the health page at the New York Times. She's been talking about how to start with a very simple broth and enrich it over the next few days. We'll have a link to her book at our website, kcrw.com/goodfood.